Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We're Parshas Vayetze, and we're going to learn a shtickel. I saw the Slonim Rebbe this past week in Yerushalayim, the Darchei Noam. Those of you who know, the Darchei Noam is the Nesiv Yerushalayim's son. The reason why he's called the Darchei Noam is because his farm are called the Darchei Noam. Why are they called the Darchei Noam? Derachei HaDarchei Noam V'chol Sivoseh HaShalom. So I had the zechus of being in the midst of the current Slonim Rebbe, and we are today going to learn a piece from his father's Torah on page Kuf Peches. We all know this week's parsha begins with Yaakov's departing from his family. He's running from Esav. He got the brachos, and he's on the run by request or by advice of his mother and subsequently his father. And the Torah opens up with something that's very famous, the psukim we're all familiar with, or even familiar with the Gemara. But we may not be familiar with the question that the Slonim Rebbe Zechus Yagen Aleinu asks, that I think highlights a very important hashkafic nekuda, a very important philosophical fundamental principle that I think bears learning together. So if you take a look for the first page, Kuf Peches, the Slonim Rebbe opens up with the following: Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Yelech Haran. Yaakov leaves, departs from Be'er Sheva, and he goes towards Haran, which of course is where Lavan lives, Rivka's brother. And that's where she tells him to run to. If you'll take a look at the end of last week's parsha, Yaakov isn't sure what he should do. First, Rivka tells him to go to Haran. Then his father subsequently says, which is in all the same direction. So we kind of already know that he's leaving Be'er Sheva and he's heading towards that area. And yet for some reason, the Torah goes ahead and reminds him of where he left and where he's going. In other words, look a few psukim earlier at the end of the previous week's parsha, and you know where he left. He's leaving Be'er Sheva, and you know where he's going. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the Torah felt compelled to remind us, there's a few short psukim later, as if we would forget, that he's leaving Be'er Sheva, and he's heading towards Haran. What's going on? Why does the Torah feel compelled to be redundant, to remind us of something that we just read, just a few psukim earlier, at the end of last week's parsha? That's question number one. What's that? We know that then in this week's parsha, he leaves Haran, he finally needs to take a shluf, and of course he's on Haram Moriah. The famous Medrash, the rocks under his head, all wanted to be under his head, and he slept there. And the Gemara learns from the words Vayifka b'makom. The Gemara learns, Sheyakov tikein tfilas arvis. We know that Avram was misakein shachris, and Yitzchak was misakein mincha. And we learn out Vayifka b'makom, shenemar en pigia elat fila. We know that the word pigia, and the Gemara brings a number of proofs to the fact that the lashon of pigia means that he was davening, and we derive from there that Yaakov Avinu was misakein and instituted the davening of Mariv. V'yesh levar, says the Nesiv Hashem, I don't understand. Madua ad oso shar lo tikein tfilas arvis. Why did Yaakov, have you ever think about this before? Why did Yaakov Avinu wait till now to be misakein arvis? He's not a young man anymore. He's been around for a while. Why does he wait till now? Think about where Yaakov has spent his entire life in a world literally, as he describes, of Kodesh Kadoshim, made up of Samach Gimel Shana Beis Yitzchak. He spent 63 years of his life under one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva Gedolei Yisrael pillars, Baalei HaMesor of Yitzchak Avinu. He made a pit stop for 14 years, Bishlama Torah of Shem V'Ever. He learns by Shem V'Ever, which we'll maybe talk a little bit later on. Right? He didn't sleep for a minute because he was soaking up, he was learning the Torah. You want to talk about composing tefillah that's going to strengthen, that's going to serve as a conduit to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about his entire life until this very moment. He spent 63 years of his life under the tutelage, the auspices of his father Yitzchak and his grandfather Avram Avinu. He spends 14 years in Shevi'er with the Kedushas HaTorah and the Limud HaTorah Shevi'er had to offer. Talk about a time in which you'd want to find the opportunity, the chance to compose a tefillah. Do you want to reach out and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can think of a million and one reasons why all of those opportunities were presented before him. Why does he wake up? Why does Yaakov Avinu wait And so he dafka leaves that world and now is in the world of chayos, of wild animals, of listim, of robbers, of immorality, of unethical behavior. Why is he waiting till now? He's had such an incredible life of ruchnius, as the Nesiv HaShalom says, Kodesh Kadoshim. And he waits till now to first consider to compose the tefillah of Arvis. So we have two questions. Number one, why does the Torah remind us of where Yaakov departs and where he's headed when the Torah had already informed us just in last week's Parsha of the very same thing? And number two, the Gemara derives Vayifka b'makom vayolin sham, that this is the time in which Yaakov Avinu was misakin tefillas Arvis. I can think of all the reasons of the world why there were so many more other opportunities, incredible chances for ruchnius in which he could compose a tefillah that would connect the human being to the Ribono Shel Olam. Why wait until now? So the Nesiv HaShalom gives a number of different answers, but I want to pick one for the allotted time that I've been given to address one particular area that I know speaks a lot to me. If you'll take a look at the second page of the handout, towards the very, very bottom of the left-hand side of the page where it says, V'od yesh lomar bazeh. Mm-hmm. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, V'od yesh lomar bazeh. Dine Yaakov Avinu ad yitziyasu mi'ber sheva, haya ish tam yoshev ohalim. Yaakov Avinu was a man of the book. He was a tremendous masmid, right? I think Rabbi Goldberg mentioned, I saw it also quoted in one of the Hasidic Sfarim, Sfarim HaKdoshim. You can always say that because it's just one of the Sfarim HaKdoshim. But I saw it somewhere. Why Yoshev Ohalim? Because the greatness of Yaakov Avinu was he didn't just learn from one Ohel. He took the opportunity to learn from as many Ohalim as he was exposed to. Yoshev Ohalim, not Yoshev Ohal. But he was learning stark his entire life, whether it was under his grandfather, his father, or in Shem Ve'Emer. He never really interacted with this world. He was constantly in a world of Kodesh Kadoshim. It was dafka. This was the first time he had slept in years because he was osek in Torah. He was osek in Ruchnius. The amount that he soaked up in this lifetime until this point is something that the Midrash describes as the greatness aliyas hanesham aliyas haruchnis. Now he realizes he's leaving his parents' house, he's now leaving the yeshiva, and he's heading towards Lavan. He knows, why am I heading towards Lavan? So for number one, I'm heading towards Lavan because I'm still running away from my brother. Number two, the man is getting on in years, and he knows that he is ultimately going to serve as the next leg in ensuring the Mesorah of the Jewish people. He's going to have to find a wife. He's going to have to find the Shidduch. He's going to have to work. He's going to have to support his family. He realizes he's going to be leaving the world of Kulo Ruchni and entering into the world of Olam Hazeh. Ulaham idbar lasok basakam v'chon yon Olam Hazeh. Vayifka b'makom. It's at that point in time, he gets on Har HaMoriah, and he composes Marv. Why? He realizes he's entering into a world he's never experienced before. He's hit the proverbial, and as the Nesiv HaShalom describes, the brick wall. How am I going to get through the brick wall of the material world that I've never experienced before? I've only experienced the Kodesh Kadoshim. I've only experienced what we would call the cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the cave of Ruchni. I am now going to have to enter the world of Gashmi, the old world of Olam Hazeh, a world I've never experienced before. What do I need to do, says Yaakov Avinu. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, Ubazeh Mevar, now we can understand, with that tragic gap that Yaakov Avinu finds himself in. So what happens when you find yourself in that situation? What do? That's dafka in that situation, you turn to tefillah. Now we can understand the situation that Yaakov finds himself in. It's dafka now that he has to institute Marv. Shetfilas Arvis Zmana Balaila. When do we daven Marv at night? Shu es hachashechos ba'olam. It's a time of darkness. Umerumas bazeli itim shel shiv hachashechos b'chinas kiva shemesh. When you're in darkness, you can't even get a spark to help you understand what direction you should go in. It's dafka in that moment where it's pitch black, where he feels like he has no direction. He feels like he's going to enter into a world he's never experienced before. He's going to have to confront and try to navigate through the world of Gashmi. Even in a moment with intense darkness, Even in a moment that's kulo choshech, is still a moment where you can reach out and pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it was his responsibility to institute Maariv. He didn't feel any need to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, through this lens. He was growing up in his father's house where his kulo or was completely illuminated with ruchnis, with spirituality. He was in Shem Ve'ever, who exposed them to everything and anything of Torah and Yiddishkeit and Yiras Shemayim. It's dafka now when it's dark outside. It's dafka now where he's entering into a world he's never experienced before, to teach the Jewish people that even in a makom of choshech, that's the time to daven. That's why, says the Nesiv HaShalom, the Torah needed to repeat where he was leaving from. Because the Torah wanted to give us, the reader, the context of what Yaakov was going through. Yaakov was leaving that experience, that life of Kulo Ruchni. Yaakov was finding himself now in a situation where he was going to have to endure and confront the world he never had to see and experience before. So the Torah needed to tell us, you want to understand why he's going to compose Maariv? Vayetze Yaakov miber sheva vayelach. Of course we know where he left. But it's giving us the context to appreciate the situation that Yaakov is finding himself in. And how does Yaakov respond? What does Yaakov want to teach us when we find ourselves in similar situations? Vayifka ba'makom, davin. Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find the nitzos, find that spark, find the or, find the light, even in darkness. Because that's what a Jew does. A Jew doesn't say to himself, when I'm in darkness, I give up, I'm a yayish, I'm in despair, I'm hopeless, there's no chance of me developing or strengthening my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dafka during a time of choshech that we have to be shofech arle, we have to be able to pour ourselves out. Shekol ha'olam omed b'fanav of kikosa. The whole world can look at in front of us like a brick wall. Ve'en aroa derech echi kanes lazeh ha'olam. And we have no way of knowing, how are we going to overcome this? It seems insurmountable. How are we going to be able to do this? That's in this situation is when Yaakov Avinu is Misakin Arvis. Even when you find yourself in the darkest of the dark, in a moment of absolute intense darkness, no hope, feeling so disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling as though there's no hope in sight. It's at those very moments in which we find and we look for HaKadosh Baruch, we find the R, we stretch our hand out, and we strengthen and develop that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, that's why Yaakov Avinu waited until now. Yaakov waited until the Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva Yerachor, not as a redundancy, not as a repetition of something that happened in last week's Parsha. We know the locale and the region he departed from, but to give us context of the world he's leaving, and yet, Vayifka B'Malkom Itzdafka, this time not during his years under Yitzchak, when the world was so simple, not during his times in Shem Ever, he's a Shiva Bacher, but when the world became complex, when the world was confronted with darkness, he had to find the light to serve as a model for us to understand that we have to constantly look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the easy times and even in the situations of hardship, and to be able to be Mesakin and to institute our own tefillos, to model after our ovos, and be able to strengthen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day. Yeah.